It's Central Division. I'm Michael Williams here with the great David Coggins, who's in New York City. I'm in California.
Hi,
David,
Michael.
How are you?
I'm well. It's November 1st. It's Scorpio season.
Is that a Kirk Cousins jersey you're wearing?
It's a Kirk Cousins face tattoo. As I say, it's a successful season when the Vikings beat the Packers. I've been told not to talk about such Nordic triumphs of Vikings wins.
Is this Ohio State, Michigan, you know, that's the season for us. It's like a win in that game is the season. Is that how it is for you?
I'm not proud of how happy I am to see a game end with us crumpling Aaron Rodgers. Like, I feel like I should have grown beyond that. But what I learned today is that I'm not beyond it. I got immense pleasure. And the fact that both Minnesota beat Green Bay and Buffalo beat New England gives me some sort of, it's like the underdogs are coming back.
Did you get a Vikings flag and throw it in your hitch on the wagon and try to pass the Packers bar?
If it was open, I would have walked by. Well, not until it got a little iffy at the end. I always try to walk by if they're losing, but I had to wait till the very last play, so it took some sting out of the proceedings. Yeah. We have our first guest today.
Yeah, we took a survey last week, and we got a lot of feedback, and they said, you know, it was very informative, and in some ways reassuring, and in other ways, quasi disheartening. And
I got a survey without asking for it when Emily kept asking me, when are you guys going to have guests? I was like, well, sweetheart, it's me, it's Michael, it's your boyfriend, and Michael Williams. And she's like, yeah, I know. But when are you going to have guests? So now we have a guest.
Yeah, we have a guest. It's Aaron Levine, the great designer, extraordinaire, menswear god, if you will. Ohioan swing state voter.
Yeah, he lives in your we didn't ask him what his zip code is, but it doesn't start with a 9 or a 0 or a 1. You know, those middle. When I went to college in Maine, my zip code was 04240. When I grew up in Minneapolis, it was 55402. You must live somewhere now that starts with a 9.
Yeah, I'm in the 9s. It's a east west. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like freeways, you know, the lower the number, the further south it is, right?
No, I didn't know that. I just knew odd was north, south, even was east, west. I didn't know that the number corresponded to that.
I think it goes lower numbers south and then also lower numbers west. Why 95, odd number, you know, very far east. And then the 5, which is like the 1, you know, PCH. Right. Anyway, yeah, that's good. It's good. Well, you know, I think we want to have guests, but we want to do, you know, we want to have a guest in the right way and people that make sense for us and make sense for everyone that's listening. So that was, I think, the thought process. And Aaron's, you know, a good friend of ours, and it was, right. I think it was fun.
No, it's great. And we didn't want to traumatize them the way that Chris Black and them jeans traumatizes their guests. So it's a friendly conversation with, I mean, Aaron Levine. We get into some of his career success, some of his sensibility, and just, I mean, he's a great human being. And ultimately, we're going to try, I think once a month is our idea, that we're going to try to have people. I'm just saying it in public, and that's going to keep us on this.
Keep us on. You know, I think that's our goal. We're going to try to do that, but we also at times, I think, might have more than that or might have less. And we're going to, that's one of the ways I think I've sort of approached ACL as a newsletter, is that I'm going to publish when there's a good story and not sort of rigorously just work into a schedule because it's there. So, but yeah, it's, I think Aaron's a fun hang. And I think it's maybe if people don't know him as well as we do, they get a good sense into his personality, which is fun.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Aaron is an inspiring person because he knows, like, I used to joke that he was like Pharrell in the sense that does things that are popular. He looks good in big hats and everybody loves him. I mean, that those are three really good things. And I think, like, for those who don't know, I'm not even going to get into his title, but at Abercrombie, but he basically is in charge of design there. And he did it at Club Monaco. He did it at Jack Spade. He did it at Hickey way back when, give or take. He might have had a different title then, but
he didn't do it at Rogue's Gallery because he got fired,
as we discuss later. So hopefully you guys like this conversation with Aaron. We'll be back next week for our political spectacular. Just kidding, no politics on this. Hope everyone has a good week, had a good Halloween, and keeps it pretty low-key in what might be a very traumatic time in this country. So we wanted to talk to the most mellow person we know.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And we'll be in touch with you next week. It's nice to see you, Michael.
Nice to see you, David. Thanks. Right. Thanks for being here.
Go Vikings.
That's the laugh of Aaron Levine. Hey, Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's a famous laugh. Yeah, I'm just going to start and ask you guys. It's great to see you, Aaron.
It's for the pay tier. It's great to see you guys, too.
It's great to see you, Michael. You guys knew each other before I knew you. How did you meet? Let's just start right at the beginning. Let's just get right into this.
I have this one. I can feel this one.
Okay.
We met because at the time I was at Hickey Freeman. I was working for like a little subdivision of the brand called Hickey. And I had seen that Michael had posted this jacket that we had made. It was like it was a black watch duffel coat. It was a waxed black watch duffel coat with like a button out like lining thing, and he had posted it on ACL, and I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I just want to say, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I could be completely making this up, but you gotta check me, fact check me. And it was like, I just want to say thank you, you know, are you going to, you know, Pity Womo this year? And then I think it was like a no-go that year. It was 2008. It was January 2008. And wow. I was like, well, why don't we just go grab a burger?
But you'd never met before.
We'd never met before that.
He met the duffel coat before he met you.
This is correct.
Well, it's what's funny is I still have both of those things in my life, you and the duffel coat.
Which fits better is the question.
Aaron's the only one that's fit for a while.
Wait, so let's think. It's January 2008. So the site is going.
It's pretty. No, it couldn't be. It might have been 2009. It might have been 2008. We can go back and look, but the site started in basically December 2007. So it maybe was January, but it was very early then. Mm. You were getting, like, Hickey was getting a lot of press. I remember seeing it around, and yeah, Aaron just emailed me. I had no idea who he was. He's like, let's get together. And I think you did say, let's get a burger. And then we went to V-Land. Violent.
Beyond.
And that was funny.
Yeah, that's not where you took the famous photo.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah,
and actually it was right before Pitti. I remember because I remember like being in Italy and then not having access to like, you know, the site or whatever, because I was above my pay grade at that time. And then when I did check, there were like 70 comments just absolutely decimating me for the person that I was as depicted in this picture, for being just like a horrible Brooklyn person. I didn't even live in Brooklyn.
We've got to set this up, because that's how I came into the picture. I saw this, a continuous lane was still, it was a daily check. You looked at it in the morning and maybe totally. 2-3 days a week, if you were lucky, there would be something. And there's this photo of a nice looking guy with a beard, wearing a barber coat, if I recall correctly. Now I'm going to get all blue jeans, maybe Red Wing boots, and something, and that was Aaron Levine, and something about it made people flip out for some reason. What, and I,
just my heart went out to this nice looking person. Why did people get so mad even at the height of menswear insanity, which I guess kind of reconstitutes itself every decade? But what was it about that situation at that time?
I don't guess I was the ultimate imposer, like fashion, man. I don't know.
And what were you wearing, let's say, first of all?
No, but he was wearing jeans. He's wearing like salvage denim, indie boots, and a barber, and like maybe a knit hat. I don't even remember, which is like...
No hat. Not even a hat.
Nice dark hair, dark beard.
The funny thing is, though, that like if it were me, I'm much... You know, it's like everyone's picking on Aaron and he's actually really cool. And then there's me behind the scenes who's like schlubby guy from Cleveland, you know? And
by the
like,
way, we were wearing the exact same thing that day, if I recall. You were wearing a black barber. I was wearing a green one.
I mean, I would still wear that, you know? Like,
I know.
That doesn't seem crazy to me.
So what happened? Michael, did you have to cushion the blow and say like, Aaron, I'm sorry, all these people are, that my readership is going insane?
I don't think I knew Aaron all that well at that point, right? So I don't remember texting him. I maybe had sent it to him, and we should go back and look at the comments. I may have been defending him in there and been like, you guys are nuts.
Yes, you did. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I was, you know, I think that the blood sport of the comment section was what I live for. I remember like he got picked on pretty bad and I felt bad about it. You know, what's funny is maybe no one caught this, and I'm sure Aaron maybe recalls this, but I was in an article in Newsweek that Andrew Romano wrote, who is now a political writer and basically
for
like,
Yahoo,
for Yahoo is great. And he's like super into mid-century and that guy's awesome. But anyway, he wrote this article. He was like, do you have a photo that you want to use? And I was like, let's use the photo of Aaron. And so it went in Newsweek and then it went like in every Newsweek around the globe. Cause I got like all the little, you know, I got like all the notices about it. So it was pretty funny. That photo went global.
But it was representing ACL, or did people actually think it was you? Were you using it on your Raya profile?
No, I was like the urban lumberjack representation.
But that's not true about that. Like what you were, I'm sorry. It's only because that photo represents to me some sort of critical mass, the way men get excited about something and then react against it somehow. And so you weren't actually lumberjacking. You looked but completely, I think it was is noticeable to me because that shows how men can't, they're just going to eat their young at some point. You know, like they're going to love something too much and then they're going to say, oh, you drive a Land Rover, oh, you have a submarine, or oh, you have the same thing that I had myself. Maybe it was like they were criticizing something in their own.
It's weird.
And I also think it's like when the look of the day hits, to your point, right? Like the tipping point,
right?
Where it's just like, oh, you know, you're like full into it. But I don't think I remember being like full into it at that point. I just remember it being just like a daily driver. And it was just, it just got out of hand, I reckon, right?
It's funny. You think like that's the place, like ACL was the place where that would be appreciated or accepted or, you know, loved. And then it turns out to be the place that everyone's most critical. But maybe
it also turns into costume at a certain point. But I guess like it was my daily thing. But I guess it was also a costume at the time, right? So I you know, and also like I can't remember how old I was then. It was 12 years ago. So you know, we don't have to get into that, right? But like I do remember being like you know, like I had yet to just get to a certain point of like embracing my weirdness, where maybe it was a costume. Who knows at this point, right? Like where it was just,
I think it's the, yeah. I think it was the emergence of a style. And I think people maybe hadn't sort of wrapped their heads around it. And like, if it would have been a costume, I don't think you dress all that differently today than you do in the photo. And I don't think your style has evolved. You know, I think it's evolved a lot, but I don't think it's, since then, it's not so drastically different. Like you never, you know, you didn't go through like a Rick Owens phase.
I did not go through a Rick Owens phase.
As far as I know.
We don't have to call anybody out. We don't have to name any names right now, but there were some in the crew.
Rick Owens, like, baby.
I'm just thinking about Jack Dorsey. I just think like you didn't Jack Dorsey it, you know, go from skinny lapels to Rick Owens and a beard.
You've been listening to a free preview of Central Division, a podcast and newsletter between David Coggins and Michael Williams. To access all of our podcasts and all of our newsletters, visit centraldivision.substack.com. Thank you.